CBS News, President Carter has invited Israel and Egypt to send delegations to Washington next week for the start of talks on a peace treaty. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. New Secretary Jody Powell said both countries have already indicated informally they will accept the invitations. Powell said the United States will participate fully as a partner in the talks and will lend all the support and assistance it can. The talks will take place at the ministerial level, and the American delegation is to be headed by Secretary of State Vance. In Cairo today, President Sadat praised President Carter, calling him a man who changed the face of the world. Sadat said Mr. Carter has accepted his invitation to come to Egypt to put his signature on an Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty. Sadat called on all Arabs, moderates and radicals, to throw their weight behind the Camp David Accords, challenging the hardliners to get a better deal from Moscow. More news in a moment.
When you have a lot of surfaces to clean, grab your partner, Fantastic, the multi-surface spray cleaner. It cleans fiberglass, stainless steel, porcelain, plastic, enamel, vinyl, chrome. Fantastic spray cleaner. Clean surface after surface.
Boyardee. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Boyardee.
From Chef Boyardee.
It's a real Italian meal with taste appeal for all your family. Boyardee.
Your whole family will love Chef Boyardee's spaghetti and meatballs. Tender spaghetti with plump meatballs, all in a tomato and cheese sauce. And you'll love the price. Still less than 30 cents a serving when you buy a 40-ounce family-size can.
Boyardee.
Oh, boy.
The U.S. Supreme Court has begun its fall term. Today, the court refused to reconsider its ruling that police with warrants may make unannounced searches of newsrooms. A report on some of the issues the court will deal with this term from Fred Graham in Washington.
For the first time since he became Chief Justice 9 years ago, Warren Burger seems to have a Supreme Court term that matches his judicial philosophy, quiet and conservative. The court docket contains few controversial or far-reaching issues. There are three cases involving newsmen's rights, much to the discomfort of journalists who have not fared well in the Supreme Court recently, and their appeals involving abortions and the rights of children committed to mental institutions. Today, the court added two issues affecting every American, whether the police may constitutionally stop automobiles at random to check driver's licenses and car registrations, and whether police may arrest people simply because they don't produce proper identification papers. In both instances, state courts said it's a violation of individual rights for police to do that, but the conservative Burger Court agreed to review both decisions, and that often means that it intends to rule the other way. Fred Graham, CBS News at the Supreme Court.
It was during a speech in Florida yesterday, President Carter revealed for the first time the United States is using satellites to spy on other countries. The purpose of the disclosure was to let Americans know the government has a way of proving whether the Russians are living up to their arms control agreements without just taking their word for it. More on spy satellites from Ike Pappas at the Pentagon.
The exact cost of the U.S. spy satellite program is still a closely guarded secret, but Pentagon sources estimated it runs about $250 million a year. Of the 403 American satellites in space, roughly 50 are used for military intelligence gathering. The biggest and most sophisticated of such satellites is called Big Bird, an 11-ton monster that can take pictures so perfect a person could be clearly identified from 100 miles up. Other U.S. spy satellites take infrared photos, which, because of temperature changes, could often identify activity underground or within buildings. Pentagon sources said the Big Bird and the other satellites would be useful to determine if new silos are being built or if missiles are being secretly constructed, but they could not tell how many nuclear bombs the Russians are including in each missile nose cone, and in that sense, our satellites could not accurately verify all the provisions of a new SALT agreement. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
The average has moved up on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials advancing 5.54. The volume was light, 18,700,000 shares. And now this message.
This is us. This is J.C. Penn.
Penney.
Right now, you can save 20% on all JCPenney's pantyhose, 99 cents and up. Even the new cotton shaper. And save 20% on all our panties, too. Lacy briefs and pastel bikinis, sensible panties, and sensational panties. This is one sale you won't walk away from.
This is JCPenney.
3M Secretary 2 copier communicates in all kinds of new ways. So many, in fact, that some people don't know quite how to handle it.
You wanted these copies on our letterhead, Mr. Wishbone?
Yeah, I've changed my mind. Put them on overhead transparencies.
Okay, overheads it is.
Wait a minute. Put that on ledger stock.
Ledger stock?
Nice. No, color stock. Color stock.
Why not label stock?
Yes, no. Offset masters. No. Maybe plain bond. Maybe.
Versatile Secretary 2. Talk with the copier people at your local 3M Business Products Center. It's listed in the Yellow Pages.
Teachers went on strike in Tucson, Arizona today after 8 months of contract talks failed to resolve their dispute. Joe Stocker, a spokesman for the Tucson Education Association, gave this account of the situation.
Something in the neighborhood of 2,200 teachers out, probably more. According to our figures, something like two-thirds of the students aren't in school. The district says the schools are open. They're certainly not open normally. Many are not functioning at all. Several high schools, we hear, are for all practical purposes closed down.
The teachers in Tucson are seeking a 6.5% pay raise. A landslide today jolted the fashionable resort community of Laguna Beach, California, sending 20 homes tumbling down a hillside. Some injuries were reported, but no fatalities. The slide left several other homes tilting precariously. HEW Secretary Califano said today he'll recommend President Carter veto the tuition tax credit bill if it clears Congress. Califano called the bill illusory, inflationary, and inequitable. The bill would give parents of college students a $250 a year tax break. The New York Yankees today won the American League East Baseball Championship, defeating the Boston Red Sox in Boston 5-4. A playoff series to decide the league title begins tomorrow night when the Yankees meet the Royals in Kansas City. Now this.
Pack your baloney in a glass sandwich bag and smile, smile, smile.
Glad pleated sandwich bags have pleated bottoms that fit the shape of your sandwich. And the Glad Fold Lock top seals quickly to help keep sandwiches fresh. So pack up your sandwiches in Glad sandwich bags and smile. Look for the Glad Special Value Packs at your store now.
In Moscow, there's a touch of frost in the air. Already there have been a few snowflakes, and the Russians are preparing for a long winter. The word is out that Muscovites can expect a particularly rough cold season this year. The summer was a cool one, and there was no hot spell in September. Many Russians think those are sure signs of a bad winter. Buildings all over the Soviet capital are being re-insulated. Double windows are being taped shut. More than 650 snowplows are waiting. You've got to take winter seriously when you live in Moscow. Temperatures have been known to drop to 40 below zero. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.